Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore, here on KRVS 88.7 FM. That was Peter Carberry playing a set of tunes starting off with a lament, a set dance called John O'Dwyer of the Glen, followed with a single jig called Ask My Father, and then the real Sporting Nell, and that version that he played of it comes from a 1930s recording of the Dublin Piper, Billy Andrews. The tunes before that came from the Pipers Willie Clancy and Seamus Ennis. So a great set of piping tunes there, played by Peter Carberry on the accordion. This week on From the Shamrock Shore, we'll be listening to music from the Midlands. Specifically, we'll be listening to two CDs that came out in recent years. Peter Carberry's solo CD from 2009, which is what that track just came from. And then before that, we heard a track from CD that came out in the past year, Forgotten Gems by Peter Carberry and Porrick McGovern. And they played a set called a set of slip jigs, starting with Joe Kilmurray's and then followed by Fernell's Frolic. Peter Carberry grew up in the Halla in Kenna, County Longford. His father played banjo and his uncle Peter played the Illan pipes. And he was also strongly influenced by Jimmy Dolan, another local piper. So piping was always very much in his music. And now his newest collaboration with Porrick McGovern, which has been going on for a few years, but the CD just came out in the past year, brings the pipes and the fiddle, the pipes and the accordion, together. Porrick McGovern comes from Cavan, from Bally McGovern, on the Cavan-Leitrim border. And he learned from a piper named P.J. Flood. We'll continue on with a few tracks from their CD, starting off with a track of Slip Jigs again, Slip Jig and then a Jig, Mulrow, and then Seamus Ennis's version of Lark in the Morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Peter Carberry playing a beautiful air and set dance from the recent duet CD by Peter Carberry and Porrick McGovern. That was played on the two-row button accordion, and Peter Carberry got his bass keys retuned to match the regulators of the pipes for this CD. We'll hear another set of tunes from the two of them together so that you can hear the matching sounds between the regulators and the bass keys on the accordion there. Continue on with another track from this great CD from last year called Burns Mill, Lock Key, and The Gift from the Fairies, Three Slip Jigs.
Thank you.
Is Peter Carberry and Porrick McGovern with a set of reels called Mickey Daugherty's Reel, and then the Strokes Town Reel. Before that, a few other reels, Last Night's Joy and The Lady's Cup of Tea. A few lovely versions of old tunes. I haven't yet mentioned all the great backers who've been playing with them. That was Seamus O'Kane, who you heard on the bower on there at the end, Brian Mooney on the bouzouki, and Sabina McGovern has been playing harp on some of these tracks as well. We're going to switch again and listen to a few more tracks from Peter Carberry's solo CD from 2009, traditional Irish music from County Longford. And we're going to listen to a track of him playing the banjo. His father, Kevin, was a well-known banjo player, and his uncle Peter played the Illan pipes, and they were some of the biggest influences on his music. So we'll hear a track of him playing banjo with his daughter, Angelina, on banjo as well, Seamus O'Kane on the Bowron, who we just heard on the Bowron on that last track, and John Blake on the guitar and James Blennerhassett on the bass. The tune is called Johnny Cope. It's a great hornpipe dating back to the late 1700s, mid-1700s. They play the laurel tree afterwards, and there's a note on the tune that Seamus O'Kane wrote in the sleeve notes, which I'll just read here because it's a good story behind this tune. In the second Jacobite Rising of 1745, Bonnie Prince Charlie led his Highland army south to claim his own and was unhindered until he reached Edinburgh. Sir John Cope arrayed his government army in a strongly defensible position behind boggy ground at nearby Prestonpans in order to halt further Jacobite progress towards the border. The Highland commander, Lord George Murray, outsmarted Cope and routed his forces in less than 15 minutes in a brilliant early morning maneuver. Adam Skirving, a local farmer, visited the scene that afternoon. He wrote this song in celebration of the battle, wherein he mocks Cope for fleeing the field and deserting his men after being boastful before the event. Many Irish people fought on the Highland side, as was expected, and the hornpipe is like a musical picture of the battle with its many parts and mood changes. So here we go, Johnny Cope and then the Laurel Tree. That was Peter Carberry with his daughter Angelina Carberry. They were playing a tune. They didn't have a name for the first tune, and the second one was called The Shepherd's Daughter. And those were both from Peter Carberry's solo CD, released in 2009. That was music from County Longford, two generations of that family, the musical Carberry family. We'll continue with a few more tracks from the CD Forgotten Gems, from Peter Carberry and Porrick McGovern, starting off with a set of hornpipes here called the Mary Gardner and Ballymenos Fair.
Thank you.
Great flings there from Peter Carberry and Padraig McGovern. Jimmy Dolan's learned from Jimmy Dolan, a local piper near where Peter grew up, and John Joe Gannon's. Before that, we heard a few reels from Padraig, a solo on the pipes there. He was accompanied by Sabina McGovern, his wife, on the harp. We're coming towards the end of this week's show. Thank you for tuning in to From the Shamrock Shore. I'm Heather Cole Mullen. This week we've been listening to music from the Midlands, from counties Longford and Cavan, specifically the recent CD Forgotten Gems by Peter Carberry and Padraig McGovern, as well as Peter Carberry's solo CD from a few years ago. You're listening to KRVS 88.7, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We'll finish off with a couple more tracks from Peter and Padraig. A few jigs, Strike the Gay Harp, Will You Come Down to Limerick, and Bumper Squire Jones, and then a couple of reels to finish off The West Wind and Molly Maguire.
Thank you.